number 1694, the application of Tidewater Utilities Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in a GR RPC, General Residential District Residential Plan Community, for an elevated water storage tank public utility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 18,234 square feet, more or less, lying south of Angola Road, also known as Road 277, and approximately 710 feet west of Angola Beach Road, being Road 278. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application August 24th of 2006 and deferred action for further consideration. On September 14th of 2006, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1694 for Tidewater Utilities Incorporated for an elevated water storage tank to be located within the Angola Beach and Estates development based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, this project benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the area. Two, the elevated water storage tower will provide for water supply to current and future area residents. Three, fire protection capabilities will be further enhanced to the area. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Five, water utility operations, like those in this project, are subject to substantial regulations by the Public Service Commission, DENREC, Public Health, State Fire Marshal, FAA, among others. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following. One, the maximum capacity of the tower shall not exceed 400,000 gallons. Two, the maximum height of the tower shall be 160 feet. Three, the lighting of the tower shall be limited to normal security lights, which shall be shielded from neighbors and roadways, and safety lights required by the Federal Aviation Administration on the tower. Four, the tower shall be painted white or a sky neutral color, and lettering shall be limited to identification of the water company only. Five, the water facility shall be surrounded by a security fence at least 8 feet in height. Six, structural design and operation of the water facility shall comply at a minimum with industry standards such as those put forth by the American Water Works Association. Seven, the applicant is offered to allow placement of antenna on the tower by government and public safety agencies at no charge and will reserve 50% of the antenna space for such use. Eight, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all applicable agency approvals. Motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Mr. Lank, there are a couple of these, number four and number seven, I have a question about. In number four, I think the difference was that they were going to put Tidewater Utilities plus Angola Beach Estates development on the water tower.
Right, and the Commission felt it only needed to identify the water company.
Okay, and then number seven, I don't remember the presentation saying that the applicant would have to reserve 50% of their antenna space.
That was in the record.
Was it? I remember most.
And they also noted that the antennas would be no taller than the tower, a little short antenna because of the height.
Okay. But that was not a part of the condition, that it wouldn't exceed the height of the tower?
No, it was not.
Should that be?
It can be.
I'm confused. If the antenna does not exceed the height of the tower.
No, the tower rounded across the top. The antennas are placed on the around the
they're not
perimeter.
They're not all
they're short
no,
little they're a little
no
antenna.
Concern for obstruction even if they're not.
It was stated they're no higher than the peak of the tower.
They typically put them on the supporting legs of the, right. It's like an array. It's not all that tall, really.
Well, they on occasion put them up higher, but they're short antennas. They're only a couple of feet.
Who's to say the technology won't change and go higher? Why don't we just cap it?
Turtleback dome with the top.
Any size they want.
Be higher.
Anything else?
Read the title?
Yes, sir.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the GRRPC, General Residential District Residential Plan Community, for an elevated water storage tank, public utility to be located in certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 18,234 square feet, more or less.
That with me?
I make a motion to approve CU 1694, excuse me, I'm headed on south, 1694. Yeah, 1694, with the eight conditions.
About the discussion about number seven being amended on the antenna not exceeding the height of the tower.
Right, okay. Was that agreed upon? I mean, okay. With the amendment to number seven, to about the height.
Motion, Mr. Duke, second by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve conditional use number 1694, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated, eight conditions, and amending number seven that the antenna won't go higher than the tower. Questions, Mr. Corbin?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation, planning and zoning with the adjustment of number seven by council, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones, you voted. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes with the conditions and stipulations and the number seven amendment. Motion passed.
Last item is conditional use 1696. Again, the application of Tidewater Utilities to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional wastewater treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.11 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Camp Arrowhead Road, also known as Route 279, within the Bayfront subdivision, and being southeast of Marsh Island Avenue, 525 feet west of Rachel Avenue. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on August 24th, whereby the Commission deferred action for further consideration. On September 14th of 2006, the Commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1696, the application of Tidewater Utilities Incorporated for a regional wastewater treatment facility to be located within the Bayfront subdivision and based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, Tidewater Utilities has contracted with the Bayfront community to collect, treat, and dispose of sanitary sewage from the Bayfront community. The areas exist and hydrogeological studies and engineering designs have been performed and indicate that the plant and rapid infiltration basins are capable of expansion in excess of 250,000 gallons per day. Two, there is no county or other available public sanitary wastewater disposal facility providing for adequate collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste to service the area. Three, Tidewater Utilities has been issued a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the area. Four, the application is appropriate at the subject sites because it is in an area of residential development where a central sewer is not otherwise available. Five, the granting of this application is the expansion of a pre-existing approved use will provide a waste treatment facility that will adequately and safely serve multiple communities and will not harm the environment. Six, the expansion requested will promote the health and safety of the residents of the community served as well as nearby residents. Seven, the waste treatment facility is located in an environmentally sensitive area and will provide services more efficiently and safely than other alternatives. Eight, this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions. One, all improvements for collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of DENREC, Sussex County Engineering Department, and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification thereto. Three, the expansion of the site for sanitary wastewater treatment and the use of the rapid infiltration beds are subject to all other applicable laws, ordinances, rules, and regulations. Three, the facilities and infrastructure shall be designed to comply with county specifications. Four, the facilities and infrastructure will be designed and built to county specifications so that if in the future the county provides public sewer, the project will be capable of immediate connection. And five, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional wastewater treatment facility to be located in certain parcels of land lying in Being and Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.11 acres, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CU 1696 with the five conditions.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve conditional use number 1696, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated, with five conditions stated. Questions, Mr. Cole?
All right, now I'll get back to the one I was looking at earlier.
Is that a vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote no. I was reading ahead, gentlemen. I'm sorry. The other two didn't bother me too much, but this one I have a concern. And again, and I support the engineering department's concerns. The engineering department has no objection to the operation of the existing wastewater treatment continuing to serve its bayfront development. It's the proposed use of the wastewater treatment as a regional facility to serve other communities within the proposed Angola Sanitary Sewer District, which is a county sewer district, that the county has received requests from the property owners of these said developments of Angola by the Bay, Woods on Herring Creek, Bay Ridge Woods, to provide a central sewer system. Based on those requests and petitions are being prepared in consideration of a district referendum to be held next year, early 2007. The department strongly objects to the concept of Tidewater's own efforts to provide affordable planned sewer service to the existing residents of Angola Peninsula, and that the engineering department is presently on a fast track to provide sewer service to the Woods on Herring Creek development, which has failing systems. So I think we've had such a good history of controlling costs, taking care of if any potential emergencies, and disposing of effluent would also not be in the area, because what they're talking about is a rapid infiltration system, which is right next to the bay. Obviously, when you transport the effluent away from the bay into our regional facility, which just a little while ago we were told that the Inland Bays Regional Planning Area will have ample capacity for that area. So with the engineering department's concerns, I believe that it's in the best interest for the community there and the residents there to control their costs through the county, and that it is already in a proposed county district.
It's been withdrawn.
That I support that. So I will vote no, because I think these are where the county has gotten in trouble. We've seen private utilities in the past change hands, change ownership. The quality of service is not the same as the county. And I think the interests of the communities involved would be greater served through Sussex County Council.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips, yes. Mr. Jones?
I think George has some valid, but I think the letter, from the, I think we're stepped on our own feet, basically. Somebody's coming in the district, and, I think it would be years before we can get that service there, and I have to agree with planning and zoning. My vote's yes.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
Hope the people of the Woods on Herring Creek realize that one councilman voted against them for getting a quick fix for the failing septic systems and have polluted to further and a possible pollution to further the bays, which this council has so desperately tried to improve. And with that, my vote is yes.
Mr. Dukes votes yes. My vote would be yes, with the same comments that Mr. Jones had, that to expedite it, to get it done, for what the people wanted. My vote is yes. Motion passed.
Can I give you an update on this project, especially on county engineering comments?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The public hearing with four councils on September 12th. September 14th, I received a memorandum from Russ Archer, assistant county engineer. And just short, and I'll read it. The Sussex County Engineering Department has had additional conversation with Tidewater Utilities Incorporated concerning the reference conditional use. Tidewater Utilities proposes a regional wastewater facility on 5.11 acres on Angola Neck. The engineering department would like to revise its previous comments. After further consideration, the engineering department no longer objects to the wastewater facility that would serve Bayfront and Herring Point subdivisions. Further, the engineering department has no objection to the wastewater facility providing temporary service to the woods on Herring Creek. If interim wastewater service is needed for the community while the county is planning for wastewater service in the area, we respectfully request that the conditional use decision limit services by the facility to those subdivisions as stated. And if you should have any questions, please feel free to contact me. That's just up to date.
Shouldn't
that letter was on the 14th.
Shouldn't that letter been read before we voted?
Yeah.
Good point, Mr. Dukes.
That letter, it was after the record of the public hearing.
Okay, so legally you couldn't because it was right. Public hearing was closed.
Now it's over with, you can read it.
Okay. I was gonna add, after George made his statement, I was gonna ask Jim if I could interrupt. But
well, they interrupt me all the time. You should do it.
Well, I don't.
Good Lord.
We like to, Lord.
You want to change your vote, Colin?
No, I don't want you. That's all right. No, that's fine. It's just that Mr. Dukes is right. That should have been read beforehand because I have serious concerns about our engineer department. I think they do a good job, and I like the
introduction of proposed ordinances.
Keep on top of it.
We have one.
To Mr. Jones, no, it was withdrawn.
We have one. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office space to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.62 acres. It is conditional use 1719. Dan Rupert.
I introduce it.
And additional business brought before council, the Kramer report.
No, he's been here.
Been patiently waiting.
They guarantee it, though, so these people don't fall back.
You were waiting to see if I came back to it, weren't you? You were waiting to see if I came back to it, being with us.
Yeah, right, I was. My name is Dan Kramer. What I want to know, if we're not going to uphold the sign laws, why don't we just get rid of that ordinance completely and not have any sign ordinances?
Mr. Rogers,
it's almost like it's the way we're operating right today.
Yeah,
How much money do we make off in signs? Anybody got an answer?
It's not about money.
50 cents.
It's a square foot.
Yeah, anyway. Right. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, the next question is the cluster development. Hey, what'd you pass it for?
Because they didn't know any better. I voted no against that. Remember that one, gentlemen.
No, but you should have voted for it.
No, sir. That's causing the most problems we have right now.
I'm going to tell you something. No. I'll tell you what. There would be no problem if they just go ahead and pass them.
It's a disaster.
No, it's not. You've saved more land than you ever have.
Save nothing. God almighty.
You got more open space than you ever had.
That's bunko. It's more. No.
Right?
Nope. They don't know.
48% and 50% of the land is left wide open. Right. But if you go the other right, every cotton picking acre all the way around is covered up.
No, it's not.
Except for asphalt. Except for asphalt.
It is not.
Well, we can even put the asphalt down there.
Mr. Kramer, are you aware that when you raise your voice that you're being archived forever?
You know what? I really don't give a hoot.
Okay.
And if the people don't like it, they can lump it.
Okay. Thank you for your report.
And also, as far as covering it all up, hey, why don't we just cover everything up?
Motion to adjourn.
It shows you how you do not understand.
Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Dukes, to adjourn.
Clearly demonstrates your lack of understanding.
All favor, think about saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's in, done.
Done.
Clearly.